or $2,769,000.
And if I was paying that, it was in 2017, based on $1.3 million, and then we had to shut down more rooms, wouldn't that lower the taxes instead of raising them?
See, I'm only measuring your building. I'm not. I don't have financials for you or anything.
Okay.
So, you know, it's up to them on that down and dirty thing, what they want to do, if they want to go by room or how they want to do it.
You could also,
but I think,
allow her to provide those financial information, bring it back,
I think,
or whatever.
I think based on 23,000, if you go the normal Honeycutt, 23,000 a room, 84 rooms that are currently functioning at this point, that'd be $1,932,000. I'm going to make a motion that we lower the value to $1,932,000.
Okay,
she's asking for 21 and 22, if you'll address that, because she's paid under protest. So if you can make it for both.
I can only address what we have currently in front of us.
I think she's got both of them in front of us. So, does she? Is that right? Or mm-hmm. Since she paid under protest, can we do both?
I've never done paid under protest.
I haven't either. I don't know.
What's the clerk say?
DOE is only allowed to handle this year.
But she could take it to the tax commission if she wanted,
yes,
on the other one. Okay.
And I'm sorry on that, Barbara. We just never had it done under paid under protest. I don't think it's within our power to address that, not that I'm aware of.
The prior year. And Barbara, I participated in the discussion here, but because I had some involvement in the original transaction, I'm going to abstain. I'm going to let these guys make decision. We're just talking as a board about the factors here, but you understand I'm going to abstain from making any kind of decision.
So at this point on this, we're discussing 2021 tax year of what we have the authority to be able to do is just 2021 tax year.
And your motion is to reduce the value to what price value?
It is $1,932,000
based off of her
$23,000 room evaluation and 84 rooms currently in function.
So can I ask how this is evaluated? Because like if it needs a new roof and it's the building pretty much, when CJ Permi built it, every other tub, he didn't do support and all that has to be redone. The tubs are just like, he did a very poor job with plumbing. We have to redo all that, the roof and all. So the property actually went down in value instead of going up. I don't understand.
So, I mean, if you'd like to provide some type of appraisal, broker price opinion, we can go with that. We're trying to be workable here on this.
Okay. It be from a real estate point of, like a real estate broker? Can somebody?
You can have a real estate broker do a broker price opinion on the property itself, and that can be presented as evidence to the board. You can also appeal our decision to the state tax commission too, which if you're paying under protest, you may need to do. Is that correct?
For the prior year.
For the prior year, you're probably going to have to do as well.
Okay.
We're just trying to come up with some type of reasonable solution. So just talking here, looking at apples to apples. So if you look at the prior years back to even 2007 from what we see, it's $2,754,000. That's what it's been. Now, I understand that that was probably a newer hotel then, and it was probably nice.
It could have been in a little bit better condition than that.
You get depreciation on your taxes, which is a total separate deal. But the BOE, due to it was being shut down at that year, and I was there and ruled on that. It was my first year on the BOE. We lowered it to $1,350,000.
Right.
Until 2021, it jumped back up to $2,78,000. That's not that outside of range necessarily because it went back to the 2007. Understanding that you don't have all of them in function like they may have been down here in the 07-08, we're trying to calculate the assessor's price that's Honeycutt, $23,000 a room, based on that, 84 rooms. So I have a motion. We have a second.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a second. Now, do we have some discussion? Did you have any discussion about this? Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm an abstain. And that is for the 2021.
That is for 2021 only.
No,
2022 only.
Sorry.
And the 2021 that you paid under protest, I don't think we can even make a motion on that. I don't think we can do anything with it. You have to go to the state tax commission.
State tax commission on that, and you can appeal our $1,900,000 on that, but.
And that is appraised value, of course, not.
Right, that's appraised value.
That's not the assessed value.
Correct.
Okay.
But it as he said, it's kind of consistent with the other. And when those other ones do get operation, it'll be reassessed again. So.
Yeah, I understand.
And so, can okay. I say something now? If you go to the, can I talk to her?
Well, okay. Is that all you have today?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to have a conversation with her, you can.
So if you go to the State Tax Commission, they're letting you, like, do it through a Zoom meeting. If you represent yourself, you can get a lawyer if you want, but you can also represent yourself, but they would require just an appraisal, and then you can go for whatever you need. So it's
like
not the scary thing that you might think.
Like market comparables through like a real estate.
Okay, I'll go ahead and
you just have to prove
call
what
Scott
it,
Roberts. I'll go
worth.
To. So this is the next.
Thanks for
coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for taking an older property and renovating it too. Keep up the good work.
Since Branson has the lowest rates per capita, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay, so do I need anything?
All right, I'm going to jump to.
The clerk is going to send you the decision.
Okay. Looks like the next to last page, 2022-3.
Commission, what you want to do?
Okay.
And then.
Which is Canyon Crossing. It was on the docket last time, but we couldn't get a hold of him.
Thank you. Have a good one, Barbara.
Thank you.
Which one are we on now?
22-3. I believe this is a. Question of whether or not he's got one rental property and he wasn't getting the 2575 or something. I'm not. We'll find out for sure, but I think that's what the issue is. That he's got a rental property and it's being 100% commercial right now. If he has more, then we'll have to just find out. But I'm going to go ahead and try to call him on this. Nobody wants to talk to us anymore.
Roberts, you've reached my voicemail. I've been away from my phone for an extended period of time, so if your call is related to Roberts Vacation Rentals, please contact David Lilly at 417-699-0846. For other business, just leave a message and I'll get back to you when I get back to my phone.
Take care of this on that
Thank
phone
you.
Next Friday.
Mm-hmm. This is David Akers. Taney County BOE, we're here on your appeal. Apparently you were out of the country last time. We're trying to reach you again. We have one more date, which is next Friday at 11 o'clock. That's the 29th. If we may try again today before we leave, but if not, we'll put you on the docket for next Friday, the 29th at 11 o'clock. Thank you. All All right. You want to just go to the – do we have any other ones from the – I think there was one other one from last time, wasn't there? That we,
is it the first one, Jerry Rohr?
Yeah, I think that's right. That he was,
the other one was 180 Canyon Crossing.
I'm sorry?
Oh, that was that one. That was good. Three.
I think Mr. Roark was at the doctor's office when we talked to him last time, and then we couldn't reach him again. Yeah. So hopefully all is well, but I'm going to try calling. Mr. Roark?
Hello?
Mr. Roark?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We tried to call you on the last meeting, but I think that you were indisposed. Are you available right now?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay, we have an appeal on here, BOE number 2022-1, and... What was your issue that you were appealing today?
The commercial property status. This is one home I have in Branson that is primarily, I'm using it right now for some vacation rentals, but the goal is to retire and move there over the next couple of years. So this is not a commercial type endeavor. It's a personal home, second home that I have that I'm renting out from time to time. So that was my. I know in the past I had I think it was 75% regular residential and then 25% commercial, and then this year it went 100% commercial. So I was just stunned, why that would happen.
Okay, Jerry, do you have any other rental properties in Taney County?
I don't have any other rental properties in the United States of America.
Okay, so this is the only
home. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why this one got changed?
Something in the computer because we didn't touch it. So.
Okay. We're not sure why it changed, but I can tell you we already made this ruling last year. If you've only got one you use it occasionally in a rental program, that we do the 25% commercial and 75% residential, I'm assuming that's what you're wanting it to go back to?
Correct. Yeah, that's what it was last year. And if it can go back to that, I'm happy.
Okay. Consistent with what we did last year on all of the other appeals that we had, I would make a motion that we change classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential for this property.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. Mr. Roark.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. And
all right.
Help.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, or thank you for filing your appeal, and we'll talk to you
thank
again,
you.
Hopefully not too soon. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We want to tackle Marriott, or let's maybe want to let's – let's.
If you could do a 2022-20. He did ask to be called before
10
a.m., but I think he said
his
living was only going to be one. So I've got a second number on there for him.
Who is he?
This here's Greg Meyer. He had
Chris Meyer. Greg Meyer, he said.
He had this property had gone to BOE last year, and just a little, it went to. BOE set it to $36,170, and due to the fact that I made a clerical error by typing in $136,170, it had went to that was abated, and the abatement did not carry over to 2022.
Okay, all right. So we just need to. Reduce the value to $36,170 consistent with what we did last year.
Correct.
Right.
Why don't we just make that motion?
Yeah, and I'll tell him.